Welcome to Pete's Pub. I'm your host, Pete Kimmerer. This is episode 9, release date Sunday, August 17th, 2025. I don't have guests this week, so I figured I'd hop on here and talk about two of the things that are most important to me at this stage of my life, being a pop and my musical endeavors, as well as whatever else distracts me while I'm recording this. I should say that I'm on vacation as I record this, so all bets are off on recording quality. In late November of 2021, and despite having been vaccinated twice, I got very sick with COVID-19. I was pretty much incapacitated for 2 straight weeks. I had severe chills, I couldn't breathe right, had no appetite, no stamina, and was living in my bedroom and bathroom, basically. Even after 2 weeks, when I had to get back to work because of a major quality audit they needed me for, I couldn't even walk half a block from our parking lot to the front door without having to sit down on the steps and catch my breath. Thankfully, it was a remote audit, and I could simply gather up the evidence the auditor needed with some help from my team, and we could send it to him remotely. We came out of that audit squeaky clean, thank goodness. And I spent the rest of the work year trying to get healthier, basically by the passage of time, as there really wasn't anything you could do about COVID, and cleaning up as much of the work stuff from being out 2 weeks as I could before the Christmas holiday. Around that time, I also found out that my daughter-in-law was pregnant with our first grandchild. I knew that she and my son would need some babysitting support, either by my wife or I, or by finding a sitter. I had been brutalized by COVID, really forcing me to realize that there was a lot more behind me than in front of me. And there were still some things I wanted to do, things that could help not just me realize some bucket list items, but could help my son, daughter-in-law, and my as yet unborn grandchild. So for the first time, I asked myself, could I possibly retire early? Babysit 2 days a week, and maybe even get back into playing bass with a band again as I had 30 years ago. So I thought about it, and I actually ran the numbers for the first time, and I talked about it with my wife. At 61, we would have to use some of our savings, but I had already started taking a defined benefit pension, remember those, from a previous job, and in a year, I could start taking my Social Security at 62. She was able to negotiate working 4 10-hour days so she could babysit one of the days. So I had 2 days and she had one, and this left 2 days for babysitting support. And we were all very fortunate to have a very nice neighborhood woman with 2 awesome kids who was willing to pick up one of the days. So the last day fell to my son and daughter-in-law, and we were set. My wife agreed to let me try this early retirement thing. And in March, I told my boss that I was planning on retiring in a month. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. After a moment, the first words out of his mouth were, "I wish you would have given me more notice." I replied, "I'm giving you over a month." I thought to myself, how much notice would he have given me if he was getting rid of me? None. That's how much. But I took the high road. I told him I'd help him with the hiring process, even doing screening interviews for him. And even if we couldn't find someone within a month or so, I'd stick around working 3 days a week for a while to keep the ship afloat until we did. I wouldn't leave without having found a suitable replacement. So we did screen a few candidates, but none of them were what the company needed. So I did end up working for another month after that, just 3 days a week. It was fine. It was very busy, but fine. My first grandson wasn't born yet, so I had the time. I eventually found my own replacement, the fellow from whom I took the job when he left 4 years prior. Once he was back on board, I left. While I liked that job, it reinforced something to me. It's just a job. The business owner doesn't really care about you. They just care about getting things done. I didn't once get a thank you for making my exit easy or for leaving things much more cleaned up than when I took over the job 4 years prior. I just did the work, I left, and that was it. Anyway, by this time, I was advertising myself on Craigslist as a bass player looking for a gigging band, practicing a lot at home to get my chops up, and having a good time. Other than playing a bit with my younger son, who plays guitar, I had pretty much given up playing bass for 30 years while I worked and helped raise my family, so my bass chops were not the best. Thankfully, some of it was like riding a bike, and it came back to me over the course of a few months. Along the way, in June, my first grandson, Liam, was born. He was the tiniest thing. He was born 3 weeks early and as cute as they come. I didn't have a lot to do with him for the first few months because mommy stayed home on her maternity leave, which was great. But come the end of September, all that was going to change as I started babysitting him on Mondays and Tuesdays of each week. Now, this was a challenge for me because for all intents and purposes, this was the first time I was taking care of a baby myself. As I mentioned on a previous podcast, my first son was already 15 months old when I met him, so he was already walking and running and falling and communicating. My second son pretty much was reared by my wife, as she was a stay-at-home mom, and I was out making the donuts for us. My experience with babies was limited to a hazy memory of changing diapers, remembering that they don't have teeth so they can't have a bite of my steak or pork chop, and knowing that they like to play peekaboo and to be sung to sleep. Sometimes. So basically, Liam taught me how to raise a son. He gave me all the moods. Mostly good, because he truly was and is a sweet boy. But I went through all of the phases with him. Was right there with him, even when I thought I couldn't do it anymore. And he was there for me. I had still not gotten any serious interest from Craigslist, but my friend Chris had recently joined a band, and I was invited to join in on a song, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Pride and Joy, at one of their gigs. I had never played it, but as it's pretty straightforward blues, it wasn't too difficult to learn. Still, I practiced it like a mental patient, and when it came time to play it live, I did my best to do it justice. It went well. Especially considering I hadn't played in front of an audience for 30-ish years, and my wife filmed it on her camera. I shared it online, and updated my Craigslist ad with a link to it, which gave me a recent example of my playing, and finally stirred up some interest. I did my best to network a bit on Facebook with some local musicians, and after seeing one of them play live, a prominent bass player in the Lehigh Valley area, he hooked me up with that following April, with a classic rock cover band that was looking for a bass player. I auditioned, got the job, joined that band, and stayed with them for 2 years. In hindsight, and really from the very first time I played with them after the audition, I should have called it a day right then and there. But I pushed those signs aside in favor of checking off, join band again, play out, make a few bucks, have fun, and prove yourself. Prove to yourself that you can still do this. I mean, I had done it over 30 years ago, but I wanted to see if I could still hang. And I was getting older. Well, I could, and I made the band better than it was, but at a price. I was always the odd man out in the band in a number of ways, and because of that, the end was an acrimonious one. Still, even though I should have been smart enough to not join in the first place, I got to play places I never played before. I met people in the local music scene that I never met before, and I took a lot of positives away from my time with them. Since then, as of this recording, it's been 4 months, I earned a spot with another Lehigh Valley-based band, one of the top bands in the area. And I'm very busy right now learning a lot of new songs. I have to be ready to go in a month. And I'm both excited and stressed out by the challenge. Still, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I'm up here in the mountains by the lake with my bass guitar and earphones that I can play through. And I'm trying my best to learn these last 13 songs. And we'll see how it goes. Meanwhile, over all that time, my grandson Liam and I became very close. We have a great relationship. He routinely says, "You're my buddy, Pop Pop," to which I always reply, "And you're my buddy, Liam." He runs to see me when I come over to babysit, or he knocks in the window in the winter. He talks about me to the neighborhood lady who watches him on Tuesdays now. We make up games like Dance Party, where we go downstairs to his playroom, turn out the lights, turn on our strobe light flashlights, and dance to his music. Or the game where he pretends to work at his daddy's computer, selling me stuff like little race cars and things, and running my credit card through the bottom of the keyboard. Or I'm the big bad wolf and he's the little pig I'm going to eat. Or I hide and he tries to find me and I scare him in a fun way when he does. Endless games. He asks Mommy and Daddy to tell him the pop-pop story before he goes to sleep at night, which is supposed to be a list of things that he and I had done that day, even if I hadn't been over that day. But he likes hearing about us going to the car wash, or playing with the cool cars, or reading books, or watching an episode of Daniel Tiger together, or whatever. It is just the sweetest. Or he'll take his mommy's phone and just FaceTime me, just to say hi, or to ask me to show him the cars going by on my street, or to ask me, how did you sleep last night, Pop-Pop? I'm skipping over a million things we do together for the purposes of time here, but he has completely changed my life for the better. I know he won't remember any of these first 3 years, but I hope I will until the day I die. I'll always be grateful for him, and my love will always be with him. And now his brother Parker, too, who is about 7 months old and either likes me or simply finds me amusing. I'll take either right now. His little smiles and his bright eyes and his laughs light up the room, just like his brother. He's just started to eat real mushed food over the past few weeks, and he's even had some peaches. He's endlessly fascinated with me and with his brother, the same toys that his brother used to be fascinated with, especially Red Panda. Boy, that was a good find at Target. And his Fisher-Price musical mat. He's starting to hold himself up really well, sitting a little now. So I expect it won't be too long before he learns to spin around on the hardwood floor and start to crawl on the carpet. And before you know it, he'll be walking. I'll really be in for it then. It's all happening so quickly. From taking a chance and retiring early to helping bring Liam through his first 3 years, starting to get to know Parker, 2 years playing out with a band and a brand new one on the near horizon. I don't know how much more time I'm going to be on this side of the grass because, as they say, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. But if you've been following my solo podcasts, you should already have an idea that it's been quite a ride for me, one that I'm very grateful for. I'm surrounded by the love and support of friends and family, and I get to do things that make me happy and bring happiness to others. I couldn't ask for more. Since I'm recording this on vacation, it may take me a little while to get back into the swing of things after I get back. This, combined with the need for me to really bear down and learn these songs for the new band, means there will likely be a couple of weeks without a new podcast. We'll see. I do hope you join me again when I return. But for now, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have any comments about it or suggestions for the podcast, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can drop me an email at peter.kemmerer@gmail.com. I'm always interested to talk with people with stories to tell. The theme music for Pete's Pub is Hard Fought Victory by Chris Martin and Jeff Harvey at www.purple-planet.com. And until next week, remember, if you can be a bass player, be one. If you can't, date or marry one. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.